Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Superb.
Good, man. Just making my way through all the cigars from the trade show. It's gonna be an interesting year. Got a lot of stuff to smoke.
That's true. All right. So today we are talking about the Tatuaje La Union Black Prominente Especial. Cigar is a 109 style. It is 7.25 by 50. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Nicaraguan Corojo 99. Binder and filter both from Nicaragua. It is blended by Pete Johnson. Price point is a affordable $60. February of 2024. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
Yeah, so the first $20 third was good. The second $20 third was good. And last $20, it was average. I thought that it was, I liked it overall. For such a big cigar, it kept my attention for most of it. I thought Pete did a really good job of making like a balanced, intricate, complex cigar, which is very outside of its wheelhouse within a cigar like that. So it's also super unique, I thought. I really can't get over that it's a $60 cigar, though. I actually saved the ashes at the end, and hopefully I could sell it on the secondary market.
I'd try to recoup some money. I'd eat them.
No, I want almost the money back.
So I want the energy that went into the blending. I want to absorb it. Ashes.
You should save the ashes, put them in an urn on your mantle, and just remember the time that you had together.
Para June.
The seven hours that you guys had together.
Para my father, para June.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Listen, I really enjoyed it. Really nice first third, leather, earthiness, warm spices, got some currants, dry wood, tobacco and espresso beans. Pete always, I feel like, does a good job of really getting all the flavor profile and capturing everything while keeping a really nice body, a strength level, and it was just around medium full level. A little bit more espresso and mocha in the second third. Final third was, it continued to deliver that. There's no mineral notes, still medium full strength and body. It was just really, really good from beginning to end. I mean, it was good from beginning to end, but that's really nice with a cigar of this size. Really good burn, nice draw. So it's, yeah, nice smoking experience. John?
Yeah, I'm going to echo a lot of what's been said already, but really nice flavor profile that was complex while being restrained, which is a very tough, tightrope to walk. And as everyone has said, on a cigar this size, it's really hard to keep an engaging profile without blowing you away, and not a lot have done it. First third for me, wood, tobacco, mild dry wood in the post-draw, but not cloying in the palate. Mild earth in the retrohale, light plus baking spices, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of creaminess. And then I got some orange pith, which was cool. A little bit of graham cracker at the halfway point. Just a lot of check boxes there for me. Second, third, let off with sweet graham cracker, a little bit of wood and earth in the post draw, a little bit of tannins joining the wood, nuttiness, sweet tobacco, some espresso notes, some earth. You know, as June said, good. That was a good $20. A good spend of $20 there. Last third was kind of a step down for me in terms of complexity. I mean, it's still pleasant, but it was mostly driven by tobacco and wood with some earth. Earth kind of picked up as it went, and a little bit of acridness joined at the halfway point. Unfortunately, the cigar went out on me, and I looked at my smoking time, and I don't think I was smoking it too slow, so that was a bit of a drag. I had to do a relight, but draw was perfect. So yeah, good blend, and the conversation about the price will be afterwards. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with toasted and creamy cedar, black pepper, and some light earth. Second third saw the earth move ahead of the pepper in the middle of the profile. And then the final third saw the earth take a slight lead over the cedar, and the black pepper picked up in intensity. I thought the cigar had a nice start with that cedar, pepper, and earth working well together. But from the second third on, the profile took a step down as the earth worked its way up to the front of the profile. To me, it wasn't a very exciting cigar. And while it doesn't play into the score, I was expecting much more from the super premium price cigar. But we'll have to see if the red version that's supposed to come out later this year is a better step up for me. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June, 6.82. Seth gave it a 6.77. John gave it a 6.62. I gave it a 5.75. So June had that 6.82 matchup for you.
Good. It's a good score. I'd love to smoke it again, conditioned upon recouping some of the costs from the ashes. I can't get over $60. I really can't. It's way too much. Like, I know we're capitalists here. We want to make money. But come on. Right? Can we do, like, what's fair for this? 30?
Kind of sounds like communist talk to me, June.
No? Oh, whoops.
Just saying.
30. I go 30 for this.
Okay.
What am I going to run on 30? $30 going over the
room. 6.77.
As a true capitalist, I just would choose not to purchase it. So, I don't need the government giving me a handout on that one. So listen, I think Pete's released things that are, I think better, but than a $60 cigar, but it's a good smoke. I think I've said to John countless times, and I know I've said it to June as well, that, non-Cubans cannot figure out how to make double Coronas. Pete did a good job of actually keeping it interesting. I would have loved to have definitely much more complexity, probably more body and strength with a blend of the cigar and the price, but he still was able to deliver something really solid for a huge cigar. For a huge cigar. Now, if you have the money to spend on it and you want to do it, great, go ahead and do it. I'm not going to go spend $60 on it again. We're not going to go spend $60 on it. So, yeah.
All right, John, 6.62.
Yeah, score matches up well. Held back a little bit by the burn. I'd say flavor wise, it was definitely up in the. This is a little bit lower the score in than I think what it should have been. It really should have been up in the 6.7, 6.75, and that I think would have matched up well. It's a good cigar. Delivered on the blend, and I'll talk about the score after.
My 5.75 matched up well. Above average flavor profile. I had a similar issue as John. Cigar was perfect burning through the first half of the cigar, went out unexpectedly on me, and then was kind of a bit wavy the rest of the way. So that kind of knocked down a little bit. Otherwise, it'd be close to six. But at this point, I wouldn't really come back to it even based on flavor, get rid of the price point, that's just a double whammy, I guess, in regards to that. So, listen to the other three guys. They liked it. If you want to spend $60 on it, you can give it a shot and see what you think. Final thoughts from you guys.
Under no circumstances am I telling you to go spend $60.
Very true.
Kind of sounds like you are. I think if you're going to go spend $60, buy this one. That'd be kind of my advice. Just because it's a known quantity, I would be really hard pressed to spend, although I guess we did, we spent $60 on two cigars that were an unknown quantity. We didn't know anyone who'd smoked them before we bought them. I'm just glad that the profile delivered, and I agree with Seth. DCs are normally, double Coronas are not my thing, and it's because it's too big. The flavor profile is just ends up being so meandering. But Pete pulled it off, and it's, I can't express enough how difficult that is, because man, I've smoked so many big cigars where you get a good 30 or 40 minutes of flavor, and then it's just so boring and linear for the rest of the review. That was nice, but
man, at least bucks. Pete knows that.
Yeah.
Right. And he probably knows it because he
Yeah, he used to smoke cigars. He was a savage. Yeah, he used to smoke tons of DCs, Cuban DCs. which I wouldn't be surprised if that was where he got the. I mean, it's got a 109 cap, so he kind of.
Oh, that's a straight ripoff, from.
Whoa! Cuban.
What?
Homage. What do you mean? Again with the commie talk. Sorry. What's going on with the commie talk? Oh, with you?
Sorry, it was a tribute. That's a nice tribute. Thanks for making the 109 and making a tribute to Cuba.
Tribute.
It's not even Cuba, man. It's who demanded the 109? Some Westerner. So there you go.
There you go.
Really? Well,
you're probably welcome. An American.
Probably. It's not like fucking.
Well, it originally came from the Edmundo Dantes, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, okay. So, yeah. So it was
requested by a white guy in Alabama.
No, so it was requested by Mexico. So who runs the LCDH down there? This was in
Cigar. Oh, that guy's long dead.
That was German dude, though.
But that was like. Really? Yeah, that was like in the.
Max. That was the guy. Max Gusterson, you know, it was this that's German name, man.
That's a made-up name.
No, I'm telling you right now. LCDH Mexico. Max.
I mean, I will say the humidor.
Max Goodman.
Have you guys seen the humidor for this in person?
No.
No.
I saw last PC last year, right?
Yeah. And I got to see it at the up close and personal at the. In Florida, and it's good looking. It's nice looking. It's nice.
Oh, you saw it. When you went to visit over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a nice showpiece for sure.
Yeah. Nice. Better be.
All right. Wherever you're watching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Prominente.